This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting at least one person has been killed in an attack at Afghanistan's American University in Kabul. At least 25 people have been wounded. Dozens of staff and students are believed to be trapped inside the university complex. The attack began around 6:30 p.m. local time and set off an hour of gunfire as security forces responded. The number of attackers involved remains unclear, and there are no claims of responsibility from militant groups. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi says at least 120 people died in Wednesday's earthquake in central Italy. The hardest hit areas include the town of Amatrice and Accumole. The U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude at 6.2, with the epicenter about 10 kilometers southeast of the town of Norcia. A strong earthquake shook north-central Myanmar Wednesday. At least three people were killed. The quake damaged about 60 ancient Buddhist pagodas. Tremors of the 6.8 magnitude quake were felt in the Thai capital Bangkok and Kolkata in India, each about 1,000 kilometers away. Turkish tanks and special forces stormed into Syria on Wednesday, launching an offensive aimed at clearing Islamic State militants and Syrian Kurds from the border region. About 1,500 Syrian opposition fighters also joined the cross-border operation. Hours after heavy pre-dawn artillery attacks and a Turkish and U.S. aerial bombardment of Islamic State targets around the town of Jarablus, Turkey's state-run news agency reported rebels had captured one IS village. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the United States had no prior knowledge of the recent coup in Turkey and would never have supported the attempted military takeover. Biden spoke to the press after meeting with Turkey's prime minister in Ankara Wednesday. The president arrived in Turkey at a time of tension between the two countries. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Wednesday called on the United States to extradite exiled cleric Fethullah Gulen, who he blames for backing the failed July coup. Biden says a decision on the matter will be based on evidence.
When you go to American court, you can't go into a court and say, this is a bad guy, generally. You have to say this is a guy or a woman who committed the following explicit crime.
Biden says the U.S. will provide any assistance Turkey needs as it moves to strengthen its democracy, and that the United States puts paramount importance on its relationship with Turkey. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has praised non-government organizations working in Nigeria. Kerry met with representatives of anti-corruption NGOs. Anti-corruption groups in Nigeria have asked Kerry for help to speed returns of billions of dollars looted from the country's treasury by local officials. They believe the looted money is in the United States or several European countries. Kerry told the group that asset recovery is a lengthy, complicated process, but the U.S. government has lawyers and accountants working on it. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is proposing a new fund to improve the way the federal government responds to the Zika virus and other public health emergencies. The Public Health Rapid Response Fund would allow the president to quickly release money in the event of a public health crisis without having to wait for congressional approval. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump apparently agrees with his rival that Congress should provide funding for Zika, having earlier told a newspaper that he would let some of the funds come in to fight Zika. Trump campaigned Wednesday in Florida, a state that is contending with the disease. Trump also plans to travel in Mississippi, where he is expected to address the concerns of the black community. Pakistani officials are asking the British government to take action against self-exiled political leader Altaf Hussain, who is accused of inciting violence in Karachi this week. Hussain, now a British citizen, has been running his Mutahida Aqwami Movement, or MQM, from London since fleeing Pakistan 24 years ago. The party represents Karachi's majority Urdu-speaking community. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.